a new puzzle in the world of physics. For decades, black holes, the gravitational suction monsters that can pulverize matter and light, were thought to prove Einstein's theory of gravity. Until now. Joseph Polchinski is a professor of physics at the University of California, Santa Barbara. He's part of a four-man team that's rethinking our ideas about black holes. And in the process, he says he might just overturn part of Einstein's theory of gravity.
Einstein has his theory of gravity, which works very, very well for galaxies, stars, the universe. But we have this other theory called quantum mechanics that works for very small things. And in physics, we know that everything is unified. These two theories have to fit together. And it's been a great puzzle, which Stephen Hawking in particular played a big role in, to figure out how to fit these together. And black holes have been theoretical laboratories for figuring out how this works. In fact, 40 years ago, Stephen Hawking argued that by thinking about black holes that the laws of quantum mechanics, which again work very well for microscopic things, had to fail when you combined them with gravity. Now, over the years, people have re-examined Hawking's arguments, and they're very deep, and they've come to the conclusion that there was a conflict, but that quantum mechanics survives. And what's modified is Einstein's theory, our theory of space-time. But we've never understood exactly the details. We've had an argument, kind of a logical argument, that this is how things had to work, but we've never understood the details of how our understanding of space-time had to change. So my colleagues and I revisited this question, as other people had before, and we tried to take Hawking's original argument and run it backwards and say, well, if quantum mechanics doesn't change, where exactly does space-time break down? And we came to a conclusion that really surprised us, because everyone expected that the breakdown would be something very subtle that you couldn't really see very easily. And we found, in fact, that the argument led us to a much more radical breakdown, that it said that as you fall into a black hole, instead of, again, surviving for a while and tumbling down the hill into the singularity, you immediately burn up. The cliff, instead of being at the bottom of the hill, has moved out and become sort of a wall. We called it a firewall, kind of a funny name, a wall of fire, right at the event horizon, the point of no return.
And this is considered pretty radical by the rest of the physics world, right? How are they reacting?
Well, we thought it was radical too. We spent a couple of months looking for our mistake, talking to our friends and asking them to find our mistake. And eventually, when no one could find our mistake, we went public with it. And it's been a year. And it's been extremely interesting, because there have been many, many reactions. People have come at this question from many different points of view. And it's clear that we're all confused. Something we thought we had understood fairly well, we realized there's a mystery there. And that's great, because we have this task of again, fitting together these two great theories. And this is some enormous clue as to what the final picture will look like. But we're in the middle of things. We don't know where it's going.
I guess finally, I just want to ask, you know, how does this all affect those of us who aren't Doctor Who and hopefully aren't running into any black holes in the near future? How does this affect us? What should we take away from your incredible potential discoveries?
Certainly the biggest question for a lot of this is, how did the universe begin? Because we know that Einstein's theory of gravity and the theory of quantum mechanics both play the big role. We have theories and we have observations that stretch back very close to the Big Bang. There are quite a few ideas out there about an actual mathematical theory of how things began, but they're all tentative. And I think the big goal for this kind of research is to have a real theory of the beginning.
And how does it feel to potentially take Einstein down a notch?
Einstein was amazing. It feels good to be contributing to the progress of science.
Diplomatically put. Professor Polchinski, thank you so much.
Thank you very much as well.
Joseph Polchinski is professor of physics at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.